Thank you for calling Orange Top 5. My name is Abigail. Could I have your name, please?
Hi, Ari. My name is Anthony Gallo, but the account holder is Jessica Gallo.
Could you spell the last name for me, please?
G-A-L-L-O.
And how can I assist you today, Anthony?
So I was trying to change the Wi-Fi network and change the password, but when I made the ArchTop Fiber account to, like, buy this service to have you guys come out and, like, do all the work, I happened to put the wrong email, but I made a new email with the wrong email I put, and I'm trying to reset the password, but every time I press reset password, it says that I didn't answer a security question or something like that. And I tried to call yesterday, and the lady said that she couldn't help me over the phone, but she could have somebody call me. But I still haven't received any calls yet. So I'm just trying to see if I can somehow get access to the account.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. What is the name that's on the account?
It is Jessica Gallo.
Could I have the service address, please?
11, like the home address?
The service address, yes. Where the internet is at?
11 Camelot Court, Saugerties, New York.
And the email address on the file?
The email address, this is the wrong one. It's jordananthomyg at yahoo.com. It's supposed to be close to that, but that's not the right email. But I'll change it once I get into the account and everything.
Okay. And what is the cell phone that's on file?
845-389-6847.
All right. Let me just take a look on the account. What I can do, I can see if I'm able to reset the account for you with the updated email address.
Yeah, and then once I get that email, then I can just reset the password and then go in and change the email, right?
That is correct. Well, I could change it from my end and then just send you the activation email.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me one moment, please. All right, what is the correct email address?
The one that I want to change it to or the current one?
The one that you want to change it to.
The one I want to change it to is almost the same thing. It's jordan, and then thonyg at yahoo.com.
All right, let me repeat. So it's jordanthonyg at yahoo.com.
Yep.
So it's
Jordan Anthony.
But Jordan Anthony without the A-N. So it'd be Jord Anthony.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think when I typed in, I did an extra A-N before the Anthony. I don't know why, but I must have been, like, going too quick.
So you shouldn't have another A-N, correct?
Yeah, I should not have another A-N. I shouldn't. Yeah, because that's the... It should just be jordanthonyg at yahoo.com.
All right. Let me know if you receive an email from us at the new email.
I'm just texting her. Hopefully she's not in the middle of something.
So it'd be at to the new email address.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for her to. She has access to the new one, so I'm hoping that she's able to see it. I just text her. I mean, is it possible for you to send me the the reset password link just so I have access to the account. So then when I go home, I can just change the email. Send the forget passwords.
So it
like,
wouldn't.
I'm all right with keeping it with the wrong email for now because I have access to the wrong email. And when I get home, I can just change it to her email. I'm just trying to get access because we have an Orbi system at home, and I completely messed everything up when you guys came. I tried to hook up my router system, and my router system ended up, like, messing up the firmware or whatever. So I'm back just on your service, but I'm just at work trying to figure everything out. So, I mean, is it possible for you to send me a forget password link to the email that's on the account currently?
So to the JordanAnthonyG@yahoo.com?
Yeah, to the one that has the two ANs.
All right. Give me one moment, please.
Yeah, because I'm trying to do it on the website, but it keeps telling me I don't have a security question answered, and it doesn't make any sense.
I'm just checking to see if that account is maybe because it's not active. Did you have access to it before?
Yeah, right when I logged in and everything to buy your service and, like, I bought the internet itself, I was logged in and everything. But when I did that, I was on Instagram, and it opened up the link on Instagram, so it never actually brought me to my Google on my phone. It was just open on Google on, like, Instagram, if that makes sense, if you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you get the ads and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, because usually the iPhone saves all the passwords and everything, but this time it did not.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing where you said he was asking you for a secret question and a secret answer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you... Give me one moment, please. What is your favorite color?
Red.
All right, so I'm going to give you a new password, and you can just log in with that new password, and then afterwards you can just go ahead and change that password, all right? Do you want to try it while we're on the line?
Yeah, that would probably be the best time.
Okay. Go ahead and try it. So it's your password is Jordan, #1.
And the username is just the email, or what would the username end up being?
It would be your email address.
Okay.
So it would be the JordanAnthonyG@yahoo.com.
Capital G for Jordan or no? Just
yeah, it would be a capital J.
Yeah, not G. My email right now. Jordan AnthonyG@yahoo.com. Yeah, Jordan and the #1 does not work.
No, Jordan #1.
Oh. #1. Like the digit 1 after the number sign?
Yeah, so the #1 after the number sign.
Yep, that worked. Oh, thank God.
All right, no problem. And also for the secret question, and put what your favorite color is red, so you can also change that as well, and you can also change the password as well, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
And no problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, that's it.
All right, enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling Arch.Fiber.
Thank you. Have a good one.